Hello, and welcome to Forward Church Online. In this weekly podcast, we hope that you'll have an encounter with God through inspired teaching and discover practical ways to help you live a life of purpose. We hope you enjoy today's message. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
If you have your Bibles this morning, I want to set the tempo for where we're going to go off of what God just gave to me. It's far from where I have put all of my notes, but I'm going to go with the fresh bread that's just been placed on the table. Let me explain it to you this way, because God is so gracious. Yesterday, He showed me the bicycle. Won't talk about that this morning. Today, He is showing me the gathering table. For those of you who like to go to the gathering table, you either want to get there early or you want to wait for the crowd to kind of die down so they put fresh food out there on all those areas that you walk through to pick up your food items. I don't like to go in there when they still have the same stuff on the tables or on that banquet area. When I come into the house of the Lord, if it's this house or any house, I want a fresh word. I want something fresh from heaven. For example, yesterday, and I'll get back to the gym tomorrow morning, those rolls were really good. Those rolls were so good that as I walked out yesterday, for some reason, I just grabbed one and stuffed it where it belonged. And it's down there somewhere. Those rolls were good. Now, I don't want to go back today and get those rolls from yesterday. I want fresh rolls. I want a fresh word from the Lord. Because God is faithful, and His promises are new every morning. And this is what the Bible is talking about. If you have your Bibles and would like to go to John chapter 16 and verse 7, I want you to hear Jesus saying something so that you can capture everything that God gave to me. And I'm sure some of you were wondering, because I was wondering. Everybody else is sitting down. Why are you still standing? That was just a few moments ago. But I couldn't sit down. I hope you get to that moment where you can't sit down, or you get on your knees and you can't get up, or you're on your face and you can't get to your knees. That's when you know that the wind and the fire of the Holy Ghost is in your midst. Many in the body of Christ know much about church, very little about Christ. If you had to walk out right now, that would be a good place to absolutely let that marinate in your spirit throughout this week. If you were to talk to most of the people who go to church in this Tri-County area, they can tell you all about church. But ask them to start talking about Christ, and they're limited in their vocabulary and their knowledge. The reason why I can tell you, if I needed to, a lot about Robin is because I spend a lot of time with her. How much time do you spend with him? In the Gospel of John, chapter 16 and verse 7, Jesus is speaking and he says this, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth." You know, it's amazing when the author of truth, the embodiment of truth, tells you truth. That's like a double-decker right there. He is truth, and now he's about to tell you truth, so he's compounding what he's about to say. "It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I do..." Let me say that again. "For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I go, I will send him unto you." Now let me explain that this way. If Jesus was still here today and he caught a flight out of the Middle East, out of Jerusalem, landed in Los Angeles, caught another flight up to Bill Johnson's ministry, all other ministries would not have the presence of Christ. It's expedient that Jesus go back to the Father so that he can release the Holy Spirit. So let me explain to you this way. Just because the pastor's not around you, or this is the last time you're coming to church, the Holy Spirit, you cannot escape. He is omnipresent. He's everywhere at all times. It doesn't matter if you move to the back seat of a car. It doesn't matter if you go to that little place and exchange money for drugs. It doesn't matter where you are, where you're going, and who you're hiding from. You'll never hide from the Holy Spirit, because Jesus said, it is expedient that I go so that I might send to you the Holy Spirit. It is out of the... Yes, give God praise right there. It is out of that context that I can say to you, the Holy Spirit showed up this morning. I don't know, maybe he just stayed here hovering over this place last night. Because I couldn't sit down. And in a few moments when I begin to share with you rhema words, now you're going to be able to walk out and go, John 16:7 is alive. That's the only verse that you need to think about today. John 16:7 is alive. Jesus said, it's expedient that I go, because if I don't go and I take a flight and I land somewhere in Gainesville and one of your elders comes and picks me up and I come to Forward, then I won't be at First Baptist. I won't be at any other church because I'll be with you. But it's expedient that I go so that the Comforter can come and he will be everywhere. He will be with you, and you're going out and you're coming in. Get ready for the wind and the fire of the Holy Spirit. I'm saying get ready. And I don't want to copycat T.D. Jakes, but I remember the series that he did when he invited the church. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Because the wind and the fire of the Holy Spirit is coming. And the wind may sweep some who are the chaff out of the church to bring in wheat into the church. Let me explain it to you this way. I had a coach come up to me this week, and he said, you know, as I've watched this week unfold and what you've had to do as an administrator, all I can tell you is this, Coach Weber, that's what he still refers to me as. He said, you're applying God's word. You're separating the wheat from the chaff. At this point of the school year, there are students who really don't care. They think since spring break is over, they're done. Well, if you're a student athlete and you play that way in a real game, you don't deserve to be on the field. You ought to be on the bench. In my opinion, you shouldn't even have a uniform on. So I'm all about looking for the wheat. Because when the wheat comes, then comes that wind, and then comes the fire, so that the presence and purpose and the plan of God can be fulfilled through passionate people. Amen. Well, I won't be lengthy because I know that the gathering table is open. But right now, so is heaven's gathering table. The banquet table is open. Wait till you begin to hear what the Lord gave to me as I was standing right there. As we think about the wind and the fire of the Holy Spirit, let me give to you this insight that was given to me. And it came from Jensen Franklin, not to me, from Pastor B to me. This was a quote he gave concerning the wind and the fire of the Holy Spirit. Are you ready? The Holy Spirit, as wind, comes to rearrange things in our lives. And let me tell you something. Many within the church can't stand it. Cannot stand having anything rearranged. For example, Lavelle called me early this morning. And he said, Pastor, what a great day yesterday was, but I got to let you know, and I kind of apologize, we didn't put everything back the way it normally is in the auditorium. Sometimes when things get rearranged just in the natural, man, we get it all up in the back end, and we start showing out on the front end, and our mouths won't stop because somebody rearranged something. I have good news for you. I'm announcing to you this morning, the Holy Spirit is coming with wind and fire, and he's going to do some rearranging. Get ready. That was a good place to go ahead and give God praise. And then the second part of what Jensen Franklin's quote stated was this. The Holy Spirit, as fire, comes to redefine things. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, that's the second level. That really bugs me. You mean he's going to come and rearrange some things in my life? Yes. And he's going to redefine tomorrow and thereafter so you have heaven's blueprint and you start giving away yours? It's time for some of us to turn in our blueprints. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is here. So since so many people are deep into social network, this won't be on Facebook, but it's about to enter into your spirit. Because I'm sure there was at least one person in the house going, what's he doing standing? I wonder what is he writing? Because I was moved by the Holy Spirit I'm about to give to you, certainly not by the social network. I'm going to put it in your spirit. One text this morning. It is expedient for me to go so that he may come. He's here. And I'm not moved by the numbers at all. I'm moved by the King in the kingdom because I know what he's doing, not only in this life, but in the life to come. The best is yet to come for those who thirst and seek after the Father's heart. So you may want to grab some of this, or you may want to listen to it on podcast so you can write it down. Or you may want to tighten your seatbelt so you don't end up popping up on the wind of the Holy Ghost when he begins to talk to you about specific things going on in your life right now. First of all, the Spirit of the Lord said to me while I was there in worship with you this morning, so carry my rain to the dry areas of these communities. There are dry areas all around us. The Holy Spirit is filling you and taking care of your well so that out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. That would be the Gospel of John, ladies and gentlemen. So that you can begin to give to others what God has given to you. The day of selfish Christianity is over. And if you don't stop playing with it, you become chaff and the wind and the fire will drive you right out. Well, the Spirit of the Lord is here. Number two, speak release to the captives. Speak release to the captives. Anyone can see someone who is struggling and who's in trouble, and then we start talking about that. Just speak release over that. As you see situations, as you are turned towards an individual that's having all kind of issues, speak release. The word there is release. In John chapter 16 and verse 7, Jesus said, it is expedient that I go so that I might send unto you the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. He's here and he's giving us some information this morning. Number three. Stay with me, please. Number two was, speak release to the captives. But why should I, Pastor? And the Holy Spirit said that there will be those who would say that while I'm speaking these words this morning. Because your return will be showers of blessing. If it's been a long time since you've had any blessings in your life, it's because you're not speaking release. When you speak release, the showers of blessing begin to attach your life. Oh, Spirit of God. See, it's one thing just to stand and sing rain down. But when the rain starts falling, oh, you just say, soak me real good. Next. Your ticket for kingdom prosperity is within you. Therefore, reach in and apply the kingdom ticket to the situations of your life. Let me explain it to you this way. We were in a long line, short line, to the ball game the other night. And as we were walking up, everyone had to show their ticket. And then they took the scanner and they just scanned it and they gave back your ticket and you could go in and sit where you were supposed to sit. How long has it been since you've shown God the ticket? How long has it been since you gave back to him what he gave to you so that he can move you out into the highways and the byways so that you can speak release to the captives? Show God the ticket this morning. And in John chapter 16 and verse 7, there Jesus said, it is expedient for me that I go so that I might send to you the Comforter. The Comforter is another way of saying the divine paraclete. The divine paraclete is another way of saying the teacher. All I'm doing up here is underscoring what he's already teaching. Lord, really? Someone came to Jesus and called him good teacher. And he said, there's only one good and that's God. So there's God. There's no way that I want to take his role. He's the teacher in this house. Listen, he's here right now and he may be doing some separating. Here's the wheat and here's the chaff, Pastor. Don't be concerned when I send the wind and the chaff goes out. Don't be concerned about that. Because I'm going to do some redefining. I'm going to do some rearranging in the lives of people. Well, my goodness. Next, you are at, listen to the words of the Holy Spirit that He gave to me this morning, out of worship, in context with John 16:7. Listen closely. You are at my banquet table. Therefore, partake of my goodness, my grace, and my greatness. It is amazing how we'll go back to the gathering table two or three times. Me too. And we'll just keep loading up on our favorite. But I don't see many people coming back for more from the banquet table that He provides.
Oh, just a little dab will do me.
Oh, up in smoke. I simply say you had it coming. You are at my banquet table, therefore partake of my goodness, my grace, and my greatness. So, Pastor, I'm trying to connect. What does the Holy Spirit want me to release? Release into the captives God's goodness. Release into the captives God's grace. Release into the captives God's greatness. Begin to tell them there's value in you. God can turn this around, but you've got to come to your senses. Next, we're in John chapter 16 and verse 7. You know, I'm concerned about those that travel and have no point of destination. They just travel. No. You're thinking I'm talking about vehicles. I'm talking about individuals who just go all over the place. Why don't you just find a scripture and get down in it? And then let it get down on you. John 16:7, Jesus said, it's expedient for me that I go so that I can send to you what you need more than me. You need the Holy Spirit, because if I'm here, then I can't be everywhere. But if I go back to the right hand of the Father and I make intercession for you and the Spirit and I are in agreement, then He's everywhere and He'll do exactly what needs to be done. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is here. Next. Your declaration of my greatness will alter the direction and destiny of those around you. So if you're concerned about family and friends and culture and the customs of this region, declare God's grace. Declare God's greatness. Declare God's goodness over this region and watch what happens out there. But more than that, watch what happens in here. Holy Spirit, please. Please help seed these into the hearts and lives of your people. As we were moving through the worship, we began to sing out, Hosanna. And I want to tell you this morning, I believe back in the day, they said it a lot louder than we did. And they didn't have the benefits of everything that we have here. Who is your Hosanna? Thank God for the angels that are on my life. Because that wouldn't make me feel good if I was sitting where you are right now. Who is your Hosanna? Someone said in one of the sessions yesterday, if you yell better in a different format than you do in the presence of the Lord, that is your God. That's your God. That's your real God. Sometimes I wish I didn't have this so I could really let you know what that sounds like. Especially when you bring down that big buck, you ought to let everybody know all about it. And you holler and you scream and Hosanna, Hosanna. And you're out there deep sea fishing. Boy, did the Spirit of the Lord talk about that yesterday. And man, you cast and all of a sudden you got your, get over here, God, get over here. Whoa, get help. Whoa, look how big that thing is. And we go overboard telling everybody how big our catch was. I wonder how many are going to walk out of here and go, boy, God caught me today. Whoa, the Holy Spirit caught me today. I've got to tell somebody. And why don't you expound on that? You know, most of our fish stories aren't that big. But boy, do we make them big. Why don't you go out and make it big, real big, about what God did in here in just these moments around His Word. And the Holy Spirit said to me, just cry out, Hosanna. Come on, call upon my name. Spirit of the Lord showed me that if you'll just begin calling on the name of the Lord this week, you're going to see things change in your world. Next. Spirit of the Lord gave to me these words. These are from the Spirit of God. I'm here to heal, restore, and release your purpose for life. Right now. So, Father, I thank you that the Holy Spirit is here, and He is healing, He's restoring, and He's releasing in the wheat the purpose for life. But, Pastor, what about me? I don't want to be a chaff no more. Then humble yourself and seek God. Turn from your wicked ways. And then you will hear from heaven. I don't want to be chaff. Are those just words because of the conviction of the moment? Or is that a commitment of your spirit? Oh, Spirit of God. I don't like temporary convictions because they go away. But oh, when the Spirit of God gets down on the inside. Next. This day is the beginning of a brand new day in your life. These are specifics for individuals in the house this morning. Next, I want to declare this over my mother's life right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Didn't see it when you gave it to me, but it's for the house. And see, because He's everywhere, I can declare that here in Chiefland, and it will be applied by the angels of the Lord all the way up in Columbus, Ohio. Oh, you don't believe in those kind of stories? You ought to hear the stories about missionaries who God intervened on their behalf, and they found out later that while that was happening, back in the States somewhere, there was a group of people praying. Here it is. My presence will give you strength. I release that in Jesus' name over the house, and I release strength all the way up to 960 Doherty Road, Galloway, Ohio, just outside Columbus. Thank you for the angels of the Lord that are messengers. Hold on. So they told us from Shands when they were here with us with the helicopter, it took them less than 9 minutes and then less than from takeoff to then take off again after they leave. It's about 6 minutes from Gainesville to here. You know how quick the angels of the Lord just took that word straight to Galloway? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not being smart. I play at a different level. It's about time for us to really see what's available in the kingdom. Sometimes phone calls aren't necessary. Just calling on the name of the Lord. Just calling on the name of the Lord. Just calling on the name. What are you doing? I'm calling on the name of the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is the King of all kings. And He hears and He answers prayer. And it was expedient for Jesus that He would go back to the Father so that we might have the presence of the Holy Spirit. Coming down the stretch, I am faithful and you may trust me. Come on, give it a try. One more time, I am faithful and you may trust me. There's someone in here struggling with that this morning. And the Holy Spirit wants you to know, because Jesus went back to the right hand of the Father and He lives there to make intercession for you, that He is faithful and you may trust Him. And then He even kind of was chiding with this one. Come on. Give it a try. Thank you, Father. I had a student at the academy the other day as he was preparing to leave campus. Now you think about wheat and chaff. He turned to me and he said, "So you're a Christian?" I said, "Well, I'm working on it." He said, "Prove there's a God." I'm inviting you to prove that there is a God. Trust Him. Come on. Give it a try. Next. Enter in this day and you'll find everlasting peace. There's someone here this morning that is struggling with a lot of issues. There's a lot of turmoil going on in your life. There's very little bit of rest. There's very little peace that's going on in your world right now. But if you will enter in, you'll find everlasting peace. That would be John chapter 16 at about verse 33. Peace I give unto you. I'm not reading that. That's coming from where it's supposed to be. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let me explain it to you this way, to our teenage girls. So if you start dating and you're not comfortable with that date, that's a good indicator that you might want to move away from that date. Because if there's not peace in the dating moments, you got hell coming up in marriage. That's called a fresh rhema word. But see, if Jesus was still here and he was over at one of the Baptist churches or over at the Assembly of God church, then you wouldn't have that word. It was expedient that Jesus go back to the Father so that the Holy Spirit would be released so that he could give us what we need right now. I challenge anyone, anytime I'm either on the platform or down front and you feel like there's no presence of God, come see me. You might get a current word. This is not a boring house. Amen. Unless you're dead. Amen. Next. The Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, seek me and you will find me. And then he asked the question, what are you waiting for? Someone in the house has been seeking everything else but God. Seek God. You're going to be amazed at what you'll find. Moving on. He asked me to put this one in bold print. Why are you troubled about today? I'll take care of you and your tomorrows. That's for someone in the house. Next. Are you answering my call on your life? Are you? Are you answering his call on your life? But his exact words were that he asked me to write, are you answering my call on your life? Are you answering the call of God? Are you all in? Or are you a role player? Well, I've been designated to hit on the first inning, the third inning, the seventh inning, and maybe the ninth. I'm designated for this. Really? Really? You're either all in or you're all out. Right now, I just saw Pastor Wilcox standing right in front of me because I kind of ducked. Because he spoke on boldness yesterday. I'm going to say it again. If you're not all in, you're all out. For any of our singles that are here today, if you go out on a date and you can tell that other person's not enjoying your company and your companionship, that's an all-out moment. Get out. And if you're driving, stop, open up the door and say, hit the road. All in or all out. And so I want to take just a moment because we're almost finished. You really do want to marry someone who's all in. If you're an all in person, you don't want to marry someone who's halfway. You want a person who's all in. So, for example, the other night, I'm only married to one, so you know who I'm talking about. She calls me after I get back in from Gainesville, and she said, another one of the ladies and I need to go over to Bronson. I said, sweetheart, it's late tonight. What are you doing? Well, we're going to go together. We need to get some things so that we're ready for tomorrow. That's an example of all in. And all in people communicate that they're all in. If you don't do well with communication, that's because you're not all in. All in, I'm talking about married people right now. Man, the Holy Spirit's here. When you have an all-in relationship, you don't hide from each other anything. Be bold, brother. Be bold, brother. Well, he has his life and I have mine. Okay, watch how that's going to work out for you. The last three. Can you tell that it's raining on you? The Holy Spirit asked me to write that down. Can you tell right now as we move to the close of the service? Can you tell that the Holy Spirit is reigning in Forward Church? Can you tell the reality of John 16:7 that it was expedient for Jesus to go to the Father so that he could release the Holy Spirit so that we could have fresh food at the banquet table? See, I want to feel so comfortable, not like Jack. On the Titanic, he was comfortable, but it was everybody else. When he was invited to that big room with that big dinner, for those that have seen that, man, everybody started freaking out because Jack just kind of like was Jack. And everybody else was like, what's he doing from down there up here? Uh-oh, this is a connector from, how did they get to come in? Why did they take my seat? Am I really chaff? Oh, the Holy Spirit's here. I want to feel so comfortable being at the banquet table that when I get home, it's almost like, well, thank you. Hey, Paul, how's it going? David, what's, man, I've been talking about you. And some, well, I can't say that one. Caught you, didn't I? She always is asking if David is still alive, and I always try to show her that he is. That'll wake up all of you that have been sleeping in the presence of the Lord. It is amazing how we are attracted to foolishness, but we go to sleep on rhema words. Sometimes you think I'm just horsing around up here, but I do things on purpose because people will absolutely come out of wherever they were because something silly and foolish was brought. But then you get back into the couch of God's word and we become couch potatoes, don't we? Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is here. Last two. You wonder about those who have come home to be with me. Well, I've left you to bring others home with you. So go and gather others for the journey home. And I don't know who that applies to this morning, but that's next to the last one. You wonder about those who've come home to be with me. Well, I've left you to bring others home with you. So go, that would be Matthew 28. Verses 18, 19, and 20. Go ye into all the world and make disciples. So go and gather others for the journey home. We're on our way home, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, I'd love to see the church more concerned about countdown to eternity than countdown to the end of the service. There may be someone here today who will never ever come into the house of the Lord again in any house because you may be close to the end of your journey. Are you ready to go home? Holy Spirit, you're here. Are you ready to go home? Are you ready to meet the Lord? If this is your last day on planet Earth, are you ready for the transition from this life to eternal life? Do you know Him who said, it is expedient that I go so that I might bring to you the one who will comfort you, lead you, guide you, direct you, and order your steps so that you can be where I am? And the last one? And with this, we close. Whoa, the Spirit of the Lord is here. You set before me today, troubled about your finances, and I stand before you as Jehovah Jireh. Let me say it again. You set before me troubled about your finances. Set. But I stand before you as Jehovah Jireh. If I'm sitting and He's standing before me, His very presence brings me off of that seat. And I saw several do this yesterday. In fact, one of the pastors even prayed from this position up here in the front. If I'm seated there and He's standing there, I now know that something's setting wrong on the inside. His very presence as He stands before me shows me that I've seated. That's S-E-E-D. I have seated something that is now setting me down when I ought to be standing up, agreeing that He is my Jehovah Jireh. It will bring me to my knees. It will bring me to a place where I humble myself in His presence and I acknowledge you are Jehovah Jireh. As you took care of Abraham on the mount, you will take care of me. Though I can't see the ram in the thicket, I know that you will provide. You are my source. I rely upon you. And I will be like Abraham and his son. I will go to Mount Moriah. And there I will worship you. And out of that worship will come the results of what I need. For you are my financial giver and sustainer. I bow underneath the name of Jehovah Jireh. You are my provider. Thank you. Not only was there a lamb caught in the thicket, but there was a lamb, the Son of God, who made His way up Mount Calvary, who was willing to go to Golgotha, and there He died for me that I might be made whole, that I might be made free, that I might receive rain, that I might feel the wind of the Holy Ghost, and that the fire would burn in my bones. Shall we pray? So often, Father, in my life, I feel just like that student the other day. Are you real? Do you really exist? Can I really count on you? So many have walked away, and sometimes family, you wonder. And Lord, as I am here in your presence, I would love to be able to trust you, but all my relationships have gone awry. Those who I had confidence are no longer there. How can I trust you? I've never seen you. How could you ask me to stop sitting and stand when I don't know you as Jehovah Jireh? Are you real? Is it true? Was it important for you to go back so that he might come? I want to believe. I want to trust you. I want to meet you at the banquet table in this life, throughout life, and then to be able to be at the wedding supper. I want to be there. I want to be there. Will you take me back? Will you receive me today? I'm hurting. I'm lonely. I feel like I've been forgotten. Does anyone care? Is there anybody down there? Is there anybody up there? Is there anyone around me? Oh God, make yourself real to me today so that I might know what your followers knew. Lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the age. That may have been your prayer this morning, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. Oh no, I'm not going to ask that you raise your hand, slip your hand up and put it back down. I'm going to ask you to change your position. I don't know which rhema word God spoke to you this morning. I do not know. Seldom does he ever give me the name of an individual or group of individuals. He simply says, trust and obey. It was a missionary speaker yesterday who said, obey the Spirit. I have obeyed the Holy Spirit today and laid aside all the preparation for the wind and the fire. But before we move there, we've got to understand that it was expedient for Jesus to go back to the Father that he might be able to release the Comforter. Maybe that's what you need today, is the comfort of the Holy Spirit. With our heads bowed and our eyes closed, you're going to change a position this morning. One way or the other, you're going to change a position. I remember many years ago, as I moved now to the very final moments of the altar call, I remember hearing men like Gordon Wishire and many other godly men at that tabernacle on the shores of Lake Erie. And there were times that I would answer God's call and go to a place of prayer. There were other times where I just didn't do it. And I knew it when I walked out. Oh, can I go back in? But it was already over. There are set times and set moments when God has set things in order. This is a set time with God for you. If you would like to change a position inwardly, it'll show up outwardly. I'm going to invite you to stand across this room and come to the front for prayer. I'm not looking for a specific number. I'm not looking for any numbers. I've obeyed God and the word that he gave. And now I can go back to school tomorrow and say to that young man, there is a God. He just showed up yesterday and gave revelation off of one verse. It is expedient for me that I go to the Father, that I might send to you the Comforter. The Holy Spirit is here. What will be your position for this upcoming week? The altar is open. The invitation is now. Will you respond and will you come? In Jesus' name. No one knows what you're coming for, but you have heard his voice in your spirit, and now you're going to align everything and you're going to have your body follow the voice of the Spirit of God. And you make your way to a place of prayer. Coming and standing. Listen, this can be for pastors. This can be for leaders. This can be for successful people in the kingdom. That God's saying, I'm repositioning something. I'm going to be doing some things. I just need to know that you are aware, you are conscious of it, and you're ready to move. Anyone else? I know a story that Jesus used so often that once the net was full, they had a responsibility to pull it in. So I don't tarry long on altar calls. Either you do or you don't. The last simple illustration. See, there's no condemnation in Christ. I'm not looking across to see who is and who isn't here in the front. I do know this. The kids who were the slowest and the last to get to the baseline were the ones that normally stayed on the bench at the game time. What we're really saying is you can reposition me whatever you need in this coming week. Here I am. Thank you that you expediently followed the voice of the Father and you were ready to go home, and you even told them that you were going to go home, but that you would not leave them orphans. And that was in our worship this morning. He would come and send the Comforter. We're getting ready to be in one accord in this ministry. And he's coming with wind and he's coming with fire. It's going to be an explosive, revolutionary time in this ministry and the ministries across this region. So now let us pray. Father, we have heard the clarion call of the Holy Spirit of God. We bow our knees, we humble our hearts, and we allow you to renew our minds. We have been captivated by what you have given by your sweet Holy Spirit, so ever present, so gracious and so kind. I thank you that we are standing in your presence and we are allowing you to do whatever you need to do, rearrange us or redefine. Thank you for other men and women of God that we can actually pull truth through their lives. I thank you for Jensen Franklin, and I thank you that you are redefining and you are rearranging men and women across the front of this house and those that will be listening on podcast. I thank you that you are redefining and you are rearranging. I thank you for the wind and the fire of the Holy Ghost. I thank you and I praise you this morning. I thank you for John chapter 16 and verse 7. And we walk in agreement with you this day. And now seal to each of us who are here in a place of prayer. Seal. Seal that. Put a covering over it. Seal it with fresh oil. I give you praise. I give you praise. I honor you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you. Thank you so much for this time together. I pray that you will give rest. Pray that you will give renewal. I pray that you will revive all of us that have served over this entire weekend. We need a Sabbath rest the rest of this day. I thank you. Praise you. In Jesus' name, everyone in the house says, amen. Turn to someone, wow, all over this, I never, wow. Turn to each other, yeah, turn to each other and simply say, just rest in him. Just rest in him. Just rest. Just rest in him. Just rest in him. Just rest in him. Do we have an adult that can give a couple young ladies a big old hug? One of our ladies, come on now. One of our ladies, when I see teenagers coming to the house of the Lord and they're coming to a place of prayer, I need a couple ladies to just embrace these young ladies. Because I remember when I was a teenager and I walked up to the front and I looked around and they were all adults, I felt like I was peculiar. I was weird. What was wrong? So I like it when we just reassure our teenagers. Wow, that was a great thing. Don't know what it was about, but that's between you and the Lord. But that was a great thing. Wow, what a willingness on your part to answer the voice of the Lord. Encourage our young people. It changes the direction of their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Incredible, incredible, incredible. And I do want you to take snapshots. I mean, our world is so captured by stuff that's so illogical. When you see a youth pastor moving over to minister and to just be there by the young people, it's huge. It's huge. Capture these moments. When you see the breakthroughs, capture these moments.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Forward Church Online. We hope this has been a blessing in your life and that you'll share this and other great resources with your friends. We want to invite you to explore our webpage at www.myforwardchurch.org. There, you'll find online giving, church events, and so much more. Be sure to connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, as there's always something happening around Forward Church. If you're ever in our area, we'd like to extend an invitation to come be a part of one of our live worship experiences. Thanks again for listening to the Forward Church Online Podcast. Have a great week.